You're listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Here's your host, Willie Desjardins.
What's going on, my friends? We have another podcast that we want to go through tonight. Now, this is going to be a crazy subject. And, you know, I've been thinking about my topic for the last several days. And I always want to be involved with what I'm into or what I am doing so I can expose most of, you know, the stuff that I'm dealing with far as, you know, on the online marketing world. So we want to talk about, can you automate your MLM? You know, can you automate it? Can it be a set it and forget it type system? And what I'm going to say in this particular podcast, I'm going to say a yes and a no. First of all, let me tell you why I say yes. I'm a part of a system that, and the way it works is this guy, Edward Key, he created a system. It was awesome. And what he did is he created a funnel, and it was smart. But he created a funnel, and it was a nice funnel. He probably got somebody to create it for him. But, you know, Edward does a lot of stuff himself. So he created a funnel, and he allowed you to come into the funnel. And if you wanted to market your business, you could. You can just come in. He had like 10 opportunities in there, you know, because it was multiple stream income type of funnel. So what he did is he said, hey, come and join my system free of charge. You know, is that not how Facebook did it? Come in and join Facebook free of charge. So he just started advertising. Hey, guys, you can come in and market your own opportunity free of charge. It was awesome. And let me tell you something. He built his leads up to 47,000 folks. So I'm just trying to tell you. So he built a relationship with 47,000 people. He created videos. He created just pages that you can work with, lead leaps to market and bring other people in. I'm talking about, I mean, the guy was a school teacher and he left to do this network marketing business, MLM, multi-level marketing. So what happened is, this was a brilliant idea, you know, he done it right. So what happened when one of the great opportunities come out there, that was a good opportunity, well, he had enough leads into the system to where he can push an email out to them. And you would not believe this. Right now in the Live Good business, I think he's ranked number 4. Now, this opportunity come out in December, and I saw it. But here my mind is, I was so focused on the multiple streams of income to where I really didn't take him serious like I should have. But as I start analyzing, and then what I did is I started going back through the emails, that he was putting out to get this thing going. And as I looked through these emails, he had everything set up where you didn't have to be there. He had tutorials set up where step one, you need to do this. Step two, you need to do this. Step three, you need to do this. I'm talking about he had everything set up. And I'm just telling you right now, the guy made over $10,000 last month. He made over $10,000. It's by the grace of God that I'm up under him. And all the people that falls up under our leadership, up under our pool of people, you get access to this opportunity. And from what I'm seeing online, it's not a lot of people having access to this. So I'm just telling you, this is a great system. And I don't know if the guy sleep, because he's always coming out with a new lead capture system, a new rebrandable system. And it's always constantly, because I'm just telling you, this guy here is building. He's building something special. And I'm going to tell you this, after reevaluating what I'm doing to really, really take this thing really, really serious, I have started backing off on certain things, because it is enough in this system here to bring a person in and let the system help them. And another thing, if a person wants to have an opportunity, they're gonna go with it. Now, I am going to say this when it comes to the automation. This is one thing that you have to do with your people. You have to go through the masses. That's what a lot of people don't realize. See, this guy brought in 47,000 people. So what he did a process of elimination and got down to the people that were serious, and they upgraded, and he getting upgraded all the time. So what happened is, once he started getting upgrades and then he share his success story, then people want to follow him. So MLM can be automated, but you still have to follow up with people. You still have to help them in some form or fashion. Create a Facebook group where you could come in and you can work with them. You can have a frequently asked question deal, you know, stuff like that. So I'm just trying to tell you, make available presentation to them, available calls to them. So all of that still applies. And then the individual that you know, that needs to be involved with what is going on, you have to apply yourself. Now, I looked at a tutorial of a guy, and he had a spreadsheet of how many people he went through. And I'm going to give you a scenario, and I talked about it on one of my podcasts earlier. He actually was able to have a list of, I mean, actually communicated with like 1,200 people. And in the end, it was less than 20 people out of those 1,200 people really took it serious. So when you look at what happened to Edward had 47,000. So per thousand, if you really, really think about it, and I'm just going to grab my phone while we're on the call. And if you really, really think about it, if you got 10 people out of those thousands, and that would be 4,700. You see what I'm saying? So it's probably lower than that. But, you know, when it comes to MLM and anything that you do, it is strictly a numbers game. And what I mean by, you have to go through a lot of numbers game. And a lot of people sit around and say, well, he probably just did him some solo ads. Let me tell you something. I've looked through the safe list. I looked through the banner exchange. I looked through all them stuff. Edward is there. Edward try every outlet it is to get people to join his organization. So a lot of people gonna tell you that these traffic exchanges or these email whatever don't work. You don't tell Edward that. I'm just trying to tell you, he could not have built a mass of over 47,000 people just strictly off of solo. He'd have spent this money down. So what I'm telling you, the reason why I know he has 47,000 folks inside of the Mega Marketing Pro, they have what you call a leaderboard. And he is atop of his deal. So, and I was not paying attention to this. I was not paying attention to it. So I'm trying to tell you, a guy that come out of nowhere, no major role leader. You know how you got all these major role leaders that have been leaders all the time? This guy just came up and took the ball and really, really, really start rolling. So I'm just telling you, you can do MLM on automated status, because he has a plan set up to where all you have to do is follow the plan and do the things that he tell you. He has solo vendors in the office. He has a lot of stuff that you can use to get yourself going. I'm just telling you, this is amazing, and hardly nobody know about it. I'm just trying to tell you. So, Edward Key, I'm sold on you. So, I just wanted to do a quick podcast just talking about, can you automate MLM? Yeah, you can. And I don't know if I don't know how I want to title this, but I do know this. You can. Let me see. How did I title that? Let me see. Did I title this? Let me just double check. I got to give it some kind of title. So let's just see. What kind of title can I give this? I gave it some kind of title. I don't know why I put it at. But I do know this. Let me see. I put it right here. This is where I put it at. Let's just see. Yeah. Can you automate MLM? This is what's going to be the title of this podcast. So I'm just telling you, I want to say yes. But I do know that every now and then you need to message your people, email your people, show some kind of concern to your people. And then the other part of it, you got to provide people that's not tech savvy some value. And what I like about Edward's system, the videos, it prepares you as though you've never used any kind of tech stuff in your life. So if you want to take a look at what we have in this automated system, I will have a link in the show notes. So, guys, great being here on another podcast. I told you this time around I was going to be consistent. So, but y'all take care and be blessed. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace out.
You've been listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel. I hope to have you here for the next episode.